Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to Dr. Mike Roizen and you, the Owner's Manual Podcast. That's right, I'm the host. This is podcast is brought to you by Persona Nutrition, personanutrition.com, where you can find out what you're missing from your diet, if anything, and how to get more of it if you are missing something. PersonaNutrition.com. I'm prejudiced. I'm on their scientific advisory board. I chair it. So take that bias with you when I tell you that it's a really good and reliable site to answer a quiz and find out what you're missing. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, as I said, and this is an A segment, 962A of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. We've been going, if you look at it, 50 a year, so we've been going more than 18 years. And this is the A segment, which are always the latest news of the week, medical news of the week, and what it means to you. Today we're going to talk about millions of diabetic patients are missing out on something that Medicare provides free. We'll tell you what that something is and how to get it yourself. Rich Americans are more likely to live longer than those lower down the ladder. What do we mean, and how do you get better? Gluten does not cause GI symptoms in healthy people, a study shows. And 1 to 2 naps a week, are you taking? Don't nap now, but they do help you ward off heart disease. Maybe 6 or 7 doesn't, but 1 or 2 does. Colorectal cancer becoming more common at younger ages, and we'll tell you why. And then smoking cessation programs are more successful when paired with lung cancer screening, and not so fast. You've heard about all this vaping. Well, the CDC still isn't ready to say it's just due to illicit or black market products. It may be due to some standard products as well. And our latest one is, why do patients at for-profit dialysis centers get kidney transplants less often than those at not-for-profit centers? Now, this is, as I said, 962A. The A, again, is the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. But the B is Dr. Leonard Calabrese talking about immune strength and how do you strengthen your immune system. So you'll want to listen to our guest segment with Dr. Calabrese on immune strength. How do you strengthen your immune system? I should tell you that 2 weeks ago we had Dr. Kate Carricker Jaffe talk about secondhand drinking. And 963B next week, how to make gardening easier on your aging body. But today, it is Dr. Leonard Calabrese talking about immune strength in the B segment. Download that. But this is the latest medical news, and let's get to it. Millions of diabetics. In fact, this is scary. There are 37 million diabetics, one in every three in the Medicare age range is either diabetic or has chronic kidney disease. And guess what? This is really scary. Everyone is entitled to, by the Medicare rules, 10 sessions with a nutritionist who can help guide you to get healthy. How many of those 37 million, or if you say little less in the Medicare age range, probably 20 million, take advantage of it? Yeah, that's right. Only 100,000 even saw a nutritionist or dietitian once. Only 100,000. So what do you have to do that? One is they're experts at guiding you. But how to do it? Get your physician to refer you. And then once you're referred, and you can even do it at Cleveland Clinic. I'll give you the Cleveland Clinic helpline. It's 1-216-448-HEAL. HEAL, and then hit option 4, and then say you want to get referred. You can get a virtual visit or an in-person visit. Virtual goes any place in the United States and many parts of the rest of the world to do this, and you get a nutritionist, but there often are excellent dietitians and nutritionists around wherever you are. In fact, even if you go to Persona Nutrition, that's not covered by Medicare, but it doesn't have to be because it's free at Persona Nutrition. The sponsor of this show will tell you what you're missing. They won't advise you on avoiding simple sugars and added syrups and simple carbohydrates like your diabetic nutritionist will, but that's important too. They do things that you're missing, such as micronutrients and vitamins and supplements that you're missing or that can help you, at PersonaNutrition.com. That's a spot, an advertisement. The news, again, you get this option. Take advantage of it. Get your doctor to refer you. The doc has to refer you, and then you can get real benefit. Rich Americans are more likely to live longer than those lower down the ladder. That's right. It turns out if you're in the top 1%, you live a decade longer than those in the bottom 1%. Why is that? Well, we don't know for sure. Some of it is access. Some of it is able to afford medicine. But a lot of it is lifestyle choices. And people say, well, the poor can't eat healthy. Yeah, they can. Peanuts are one of the most healthy things. Beans are some of the, not refried, but beans are some of the most healthy things you can get. And they're really inexpensive. You can literally live for 50 cents of peanuts a day. You can survive for years. And it's really quite amazing that you can do that. So you don't have to be rich to eat healthy. You can be in the bottom 1% and eat healthy, but you got to make the choices, and there is a deficit in access and ability to afford medications. Colorectal cancer is becoming more common at younger ages. We think this is due to fast food and poor dietary choices, as well as are sitting much more. That is people, and don't ignore symptoms. If you're bloated, not for 2 or 3 days in a row, but if you're bloated for 2 or 3 weeks in a row, or have constipation, or see red toilet paper, redness in the toilet bowl, or black tarry stools, remember those are signs of colorectal cancer. You don't have to get, if you're 35 or 30 or 25, you don't have to get a colonoscopy. You can get one of the DNA screening tests that are advertised. Get Go Gone. Talk to your doc about that. Everyone should have a primary care doc, please. Positive childhood experiences. You have 3 positive childhood experiences, and you're encouraged to do things, that changes to better adult mental health. You'd expect that. Now, this is one that's scary. 50% of women with high-risk pregnancies get delivered in alternative care settings. They shouldn't. If you're a high-risk pregnancy, ask your doc, am I a high-risk pregnancy? If it is, you want to be delivered at a major medical center where there's an obstetrician and an anesthesiologist in-house at all times. 1 to 2 naps a week. Yeah, this is a very interesting study of 6,000 people. They asked them, none of them had risk factors for heart disease at the start of the study. None of them had heart disease at the start of the study. And they asked them, that was accidental, obviously. They asked them about their napping during the, if you will, week. And those who took 1 to 2 naps a week had a much lower incidence. How much lower? A 50% lower incidence of heart disease than those who took no naps or who took 7 naps a week. So there is a ideal for that. If you've got a brain tumor, talk to your doc. This is a, before you use pot, this is a patient who used medical pot and he landed in the ER delirious. and almost died from it. Smoking cessation. Yes, when it's paired with lung cancer screening, it has a much higher success rate. So anytime you get coached, in fact, going cold turkey for smoking cessation, 2% success rate. Patch, that is nicotine patch, and trying it yourself, about a 5%. Pill and patch, when you get help with a doc or a primary care provider, 10%. But pill, patch, and lung screening, 27%. Pill, patch, walking, and an e-coach, like we have at Cleveland Clinic, clevelandclinicwellness.com, /programs, look for e-coaching, 64% success rate. Gluten, this is a very fascinating study where they took people who had symptoms of gluten intolerance but who weren't allergic to it by the nutrigenomics test and who didn't have celiac disease. So these are people who thought they had gluten sensitivity, and they randomly gave them for 2-week periods at a time either flour with gluten in it or flour that looked identical that didn't have gluten in it. And what were their symptoms? No different between the two groups. So gluten is not a sensitivity for people who don't have the allergy or don't have celiac disease, both of which can be detected by your physician with pretty good reliability. Now, let's go back to that. What's the problem with gluten-free foods in general? There are a lot of processing in them, and they're not very healthy. So gluten-free foods, not good. In general, if you're not and not needed and don't help you in this randomized study, if you don't have a true gluten allergy or celiac disease.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
How about, is the HPV vaccine effective? Yes. And it's amazingly effective. We're now approaching enough people are getting it that there's starting to be a herd immunity, and both men and women are getting a benefit from less cervical cancer, less throat cancer, because of the vaccine's use in the past and its current use. Continue to encourage your kids between 11 and 13 or 11 and 15. Now good for all ages, maybe, to get the HPV vaccine. It protects you against throat cancer. It protects you against head and neck cancer. It protects you against bladder, penile cancer in men, and cervical cancer in women. Patients at the for-profit dialysis centers are less likely to get kidney transplants. That's right. Kidney transplants, you'd think there's a equal distribution based on disease. Why is it that people at for-profit centers are 63% less likely to get a transplant? Well, we really don't know. Is it that the for-profit centers are holding on, are greedy, if you will, and holding on to their patients and putting things in their record that prejudice against kidney transplants? Don't know. Now, we've had over 7 deaths, over 600 people in intensive care units because of, if you will, lung disease after vaping. Is it all illicit drugs? No, the CDC says there's a pretty good epidemiology on this, and it doesn't appear that everyone was affected by, if you will, the illicit drugs. Some of these may be legal drugs that they're vaping and appropriate substances, but it appears that the oil associated with liquefying or vaporizing nicotine and the oil for vaporizing THC may be associated with this, and it may be the oil. So if you're going to use marijuana, get it in gummies or in brownies or food, and be careful of the doses. These are marijuana in your father or grandfather's era is not the marijuana made now. Okay, key points, and again, this is You, the Owner's Manual 962A, brought to you by Persona Nutrition, personanutrition.com. I obviously believe in it. I'm chair of their scientific advisory board. They have a really good free test online, personanutrition.com, to tell you about your nutrition. And MyFab 8 are there as well if you want to just go for that. But in any case, PersonaNutrition.com is the sponsor of this podcast, and so I'm prejudiced in that way or biased in that way to tell you about them. But the key stories, diabetics aren't taking advantage of their free nutrition counseling, which is important, or their nutrition counseling sponsored by Medicare and Medicaid, and for the dual eligibles for kidney disease or diabetes. You got to have diabetes or kidney disease to take advantage of the 10 sessions that are sponsored by Medicare and Medicaid. Only 100,000 out of that, whatever it is, 30 million people who are eligible took advantage of it. Talk to your doctor if you think you need help with your nutrition. Most of us do. Second point is that one or two naps a week may help keep your heart healthy. And the third is don't vape. Vaping seems to be still bad. We don't have all the answers. Don't vape. Whatever it is, don't vape. I want to thank Randall and Kim for engineering today, but especially I want to thank you for this edition 962A of You, the Owner's Manual. This is the medical news and what it means to you. So thank you for downloading us. Please email me anytime at wenwei.com, info@wenwei.com, and we'll get the answers to you. But please stay well. Thanks very much for listening. Tell your friends about us and do rate us. This is You, the Owner's Manual podcast on number 962A. Thanks again.